Further Chronicles of Avonlea by L.M. Montgomery. Chapter 1. Aunt Cynthia's Persian Cat. Max always blesses the animal when it is referred to, and I don't deny that things have worked together for good after all. But when I think of the anguish of mind which Ismay and I underwent on account of that abominable cat, it is not a blessing that arises uppermost in my thoughts. I never was fond of cats, although I admit they are well enough in their place, and I can worry along comfortably with a nice, matronly old tabby who can take care of herself and be of some use in the world. As for Ismay, she hates cats and always did. But Aunt Cynthia, who adored them, never could bring herself to understand that anyone could possibly dislike them. She firmly believed that Ismay and I really liked cats deep down in our hearts, but that, owing to some perverse twist in our moral natures, we would not own up to it, but willfully persisted in declaring we didn't. Of all cats, I loathed that white Persian cat of Aunt Cynthia's. And indeed, as we always suspected and finally proved, Aunt herself looked upon the creature with more pride than affection. She would have taken 10 times the comfort in a good common puss than she did in that spoiled beauty. But a Persian cat with a recorded pedigree and a market value of $100 tickled Aunt Cynthia's pride of possession to such an extent that she deluded herself into believing that the animal was really the apple of her eye. It had been presented to her when a kitten by a missionary nephew who had brought it all the way home from Persia, and for the next 3 years—